Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
What happened to Demas? That's the question that we have been pursuing as we are following our verse-by-verse study through Paul's second epistle to Timothy. For we read in verse 10 of chapter 4, "For Demas has forsaken me." What happened to Demas? How did he forsake Paul? Why did he forsake Paul? These are questions that immediately come to mind, and we will address them after I welcome you to the Beacon Broadcast on this Friday, September 9, and after I thank those whose gifts sustain us as we come to this radio microphone day by day to teach the Word of God. Well, as we've seen on the last two broadcasts, Demas was a faithful gospel worker. Though the New Testament does not tell us a great deal about him, there are two other references besides the one in 2 Timothy, and they are in Colossians chapter 4 and in Philemon, which has, of course, only one chapter. And both of those references indicate that Demas was a valuable, trusted part of the missionary team that surrounded the Apostle Paul. He's named right along with people like Luke and Titus and Aristarchus and others that we know were faithful gospel workers, and as far as we know, continued to be faithful to the Lord until the day they died. And Demas was right in there with them, but something happened. And thus we have this reference in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, "For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica." So that's the sum of what we know about Demas's departure. But there are some things here that are very instructive. Number one, we read that Demas forsook Paul. Forsook. He doesn't just say Demas has decided to go someplace else. Demas has become involved in other things, and so he chose another career path, or he chose to do something else. Demas has forsaken me. That's a word that indicates betrayal. That's a word that indicates unfaithfulness. People forsake their posts. They forsake their responsibilities. And that's the kind of language that Paul uses here. Obviously, Demas's departure was not a friendly departure. It was not a mutually agreed upon departure. It was a defection. That's the language that is used. When Demas went to Thessalonica, he certainly wasn't going on a ministry assignment, and he wasn't going with the blessing of the Apostle Paul. He wasn't going in a continued life of service for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was defecting from Paul, and as far as Paul is concerned, as will be indicated by the subsequent phrase, he was defecting from the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Demas has forsaken me. Now let's be reminded of some things here. Let's be reminded, first of all, that the most important responsibility, the most important duty for the Christian is to be faithful to whatever assignment God has given us. No two Christians are alike as to their talents and gifts and abilities and opportunities. No two are alike. And oftentimes we get ourselves in bad spiritual condition by looking too much at what others are doing. Look what he's doing. Look what she's doing. I could do that as well as he is. I wonder why I'm not called upon to do that. I wonder why I haven't been invited to do that. I wonder why nobody has asked me to do that. Well, the answer is very simple. Because God has something else for you right now. It may be that in the future God will open that door up for you. Come on now. But you've got to have the right attitude. Don't resent others. Don't envy others. Don't covet a position that has been given to someone else. Just take whatever opportunities God has given to you and be faithful to them. That's the key. The greatest ability is dependability. Be faithful to whatever assignment God has given to you. And if God wants you to do something else, he will move you someplace else. If God wants you to have a larger assignment, he will move you up to a larger assignment. But remember what Jesus said. He said, he who is faithful in that which is least or little will also be faithful in the much. But whoever is unfaithful in little things will also be unfaithful in big things. We deceive ourselves when we think, if I had a big assignment, I would do that well. I'd be faithful to that. I could really serve the Lord in that way. Oh, I would delight in serving the Lord doing that. But this little thing that's been assigned to me, it's hardly worth the bother. I don't see the value in that. I don't see any reason to knock myself out for that. I'm going to save myself for something that's really worthwhile. Faithfulness in the little things. I don't know who you are and what your talents are and what you aspire to. But let me talk to those who may be aspiring to pastoral ministry. I understand that because that's where I am. I understand that because there was a time when I was not in the pastorate, but I desired to be. So I know what it's like to desire the office of a bishop, as Timothy puts it in 1 Timothy chapter 3. So what do you do in a situation like that? You be faithful to whatever opportunities God has opened for you. There will be times, no doubt, when someone will be given an opportunity that you think you could have done, and perhaps you think you could have done better than the person who has been invited to do it. Don't dwell on that. Just look to the Lord, be faithful to whatever God has called you to, and wait on God's time. It may not be time for you to pastor. Can you teach a Sunday school class? If you can't do that and do it faithfully, then what makes you think you can pastor a church? Oh, I could pastor a church. I would do that. That's an important assignment. I would take that. I would fulfill that. I would do that. Well, if you won't take a junior boy Sunday school class or a junior high teen Sunday school class and teach that faithfully, then you won't be faithful to the office of pastor. You think you will, but I'm telling you, you won't. Jesus said you won't. I believe Jesus, and I've seen it over and over again over the years. If you want to pastor someday, be faithful teaching a Sunday school class. If you want to pastor someday, be faithful cleaning the church. If you want to pastor someday, be faithful working with young people, working with teenagers. If you want to be faithful someday, busy yourself learning how to do office work that pertains to the church. Learn how to put a bulletin together. Learn how to operate the machinery. Learn how to visit the sick and the shut-ins. Learn how to fill out reports and write letters and, oh, there's so many things that are involved in pastoral work. Learn how to do those things and do them well. Be faithful to whatever God gives you to do. Don't defect. You know, we don't know why Demas left Paul. It may have been because he thought he should have had a more important assignment. He thought he was being undervalued. I'm surmising now. We don't know. But it may be that he thought that his talents deserved a bigger role. He didn't want to be Paul's assistant. He wanted to be the Apostle Paul. Or he didn't want to remain there with Paul. He wanted to be sent off to another place, like Crescens was sent to Galatia, and Titus was sent to Dalmatia, and maybe Demas wanted to be sent to Crete or someplace else with a big assignment to Ephesus, like Timothy. But Paul hadn't done that, and so he said, well, if I can't do that, why bother? Demas has forsaken me. Demas has defected. I have known men who felt that they were called to some area of ministry, and yet they would not give themselves to the tasks that are required to prepare them for that ministry. They would not go to school or would not stay in school. It was too hard, too demanding, too much required of me. I can't do this. I can't work to earn the money and go to the classes and do the assignments. And it's too much. You're asking too much of me. Well, young man, thousands of young aspiring preachers before you have done exactly that. Nobody paid my way through school. Sometimes God does provide other means for people so that they don't have to work as much, but that's not the way it was for me. I worked basically three jobs to get myself through school, college, and the graduate school. Things changed a little bit when I moved on into seminary because I was married at that point, and I won't go into that. But I worked three part-time jobs to earn my way, to earn what was necessary to get me through school. Yes, there were some long, long hours and tired bodies and late nights and assignments that I was having difficulty getting done on time. Of course it was demanding. Of course it was difficult. But it never occurred to me that somebody else ought to be paying my way so that it wouldn't be so hard. My concept was whatever it takes. If God wants me in the ministry, then God wants me to prepare for ministry. And if God wants me to prepare for ministry, then God wants me to do whatever it takes to acquire the necessary training. And God will give me the strength for whatever is required. And that's what I did. And that's what thousands have done. And that's what some of you need to do. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.